Hello, my audio friends. It's Slandy here. It's been quite some time. What date is it today? June 14th, 2015. It is currently 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm driving to my mom's to run a few errands for her and mow her lawn and that kind of stuff. And I just wanted to give you a quick update as to what's been happening at Slandy HQ. Like I said, it's been a while. I don't even know where to start. But here's just a few highlights that I can think of that sort of are prominent. I mean, for the most part, things have been more or less the same. Finally broke through the relentless, endless winter we seem to be having. In fact, I don't even know the last series of audio boos or booms that I did. I think it goes back to my retrospective of the sound tests of the Yamaha DX7 and the, the TG55 I think I had? Yeah, the modules, the MIDI module and then the DX7 synthesizer that was lent to me. Those have been returned to their rightful owner by now. And are but a faint memory for me, thankfully, because they were just gathering up a lot of dust. I cleaned them all up, gave it back to them, and he was very happy to have them back. And I was happy to make the room in my studio. However, what I did do, probably a few weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after I returned the units to this fellow, I found somebody that wanted to buy my Akai sampler. Now, I don't know if you remember, I had an Akai S3000 XL, I think it was called. And it was basically an old Akai sampler. So you'd basically record a sound into it, and then through MIDI you could play it back at varying octaves. And I wasn't really using it. I think I did one audio boo literally years ago when I bought the thing. Anyway, so I put it up for sale on a website that has free classified ads. And this fellow answered me, and he was offering me half of what I was selling it for or offering it for. But he was also throwing in a Korg M3R in pristine condition, as he said. So that intrigued me because I already had a Korg M3R. In fact, the theme music to Treble Steph, that little piece that I threw together, was done on an M3R. And I really liked the unit, but the problem with my particular M3R I had was all the buttons on the front of the unit were broken. So I ended up having to turn it into a Franken synthesizer. I think Franken synthesizer, but that's hard to say. And I sort of hacked this button box on top of the unit. Of course, that's the problem. You can't really throw it into a rack like it was originally, because the buttons are sitting on top of the unit. But they did work, and I was at least able to change the sound patches and do all the other functions. But it wasn't very ergonomic, and you know, you'd have to look at the screen and then look on top to push the buttons. So when this guy offered me one, I took it. I said, you know what, this is great because I'm not using the sampler anyway, and I'd like to have the Korg M3R, which I'm probably going to do a walkthrough of the sounds of the Korg M3R as well, and hopefully I can record some stuff with it. I've been meaning to get back to doing some recordings anyway. What else? Oh yes, I finally got my date for my road test for my motorcycle license. That is going to be on, drumroll please, August 26th of 2015. At exactly 10 past 11 in the morning. I don't know why they give you the 10 past 11 in the morning. They could just say 11 or 11:30. or 11:15. It's weird that it says 11:10, but no matter. So think of me on that morning, August 26th, as I will be bringing my motorcycle to the test center on my trailer and doing my road test, which should last about 30 to 45 minutes. They make you do about, I think it's less than 10 kilometers. And they have you going onto the highway, so accelerating onto the highway and then pulling off the highway, parking the motorcycle, which I found floored me, because some people can actually fail at that part of the exam. I'm not exactly sure why, but basically all it entails is parking the bike at 45 degree angle, making sure that you've got your turn signal on as you pull off the road. And then when you're pulling back onto the road, to put on your turn signal, signaling that you're entering traffic again, and then doing your shoulder checks. It's basically as simple as that. What they say is, if you want to earn extra points, as you're walking up to the motorcycle, because supposedly you're supposed to walk over to the invigilator and maybe have some small talk, and then walk back to the bike. And what they would like to see is that you're looking at the bike, seeing if there's any oil leaks, or if your chain maybe is loose. It's all formalities, really. Would you do that under normal circumstances? Maybe, maybe not, if something attracted your attention. Definitely, if you saw fluid leaking under your motorcycle, you'd be concerned. But under normal circumstances, you wouldn't really give your motorcycle a second glance, but they want to see that you're doing so. Also, when you're leaving, they'd like you to do things like checking the if the turn signals are working. I mean, they'll do it anyway with you, but they like to see that you'll take that initiative on your own. What else? Quickly. I don't have much time. I watched the 83rd running of the 24 Hours of Le Mans, although at the very start, as I mentioned on Facebook, it was a bit hairy because I couldn't find a feed to watch the race, and they weren't showing it on TV in its entirety, and I was hoping to catch it flag to flag. Now, unfortunately, I dozed off about 12:30 my time, and then woke up again at 6 o'clock to catch the final 3 hours or so. And it was actually a pretty exciting race. It seems I missed quite a bit overnight into the wee hours in France and into the dawn hours. But anyway, that's what it is. What else? Geez, so many things. I've been also busy with work. Things are going to change a little bit for me at work. Not a lot, though. I'm going to be doing more or less the same thing. So working on the knowledge base and doing some training and working on documentation, but for another department. So I will actually be working for a department that takes care of equipment at our various stores. That is the cash register equipment. So I will be doing more targeted documentation for the actual equipment itself. I read several books in the intervening time. I read a book by David Byrne called How Music Works. I've read a book by Victor Wooten called The Music Lesson, which was very interesting, but not at all what I expected it to be when I first bought it. Read a book on which was an interview with Steve Smith. Now, some of you, hang on, let me just check the time. Ooh, just about run out. Okay, you know what? I will save the rest for my next audio boom. Thank you for listening, as always, and I promise not to be such a stranger to the audio boo community. I'll try to do some more audio boos. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.